So once we get over here to the hopper, we basically manually put it into the tank.
Nicole Carrier and her partner Annette Lee were farmers market devotees and homebrewing enthusiasts before they dropped everything to open a commercial brewery in Northampton a year and a half ago. Lee had been an environmental engineer, which was handy when it came to jerry-rigging hoses, plastic tubs, and manifolds into things like keg cleaners. Carrier and Lee didn't need a big business loan to start Throwback Brewery, just a big chunk of their savings. That's because Throwback is so small, it needs new terminology. It's a nano brewery.
If you look around, we're a three-barrel brewery, and that is extremely small. I think like Smutty Nose probably like discards that much beer in a day because they brew so much.
A craft brewery like Smutty Nose seems like the major leagues compared to Throwback. Yet, of the state's seven or so nano breweries, Throwback is one of the biggest. In 2011, New Hampshire became the first state in the nation to recognize nano breweries as a separate category of commercial brewery. To date, no others have followed suit. The change made it easier for really tiny operations, people who manufacture fewer than 2,000 barrels of beer a year, to enter the market. 2 years ago, State Representative Mark Warden sponsored the bill, creating different requirements for small operations like Throwback than big manufacturers like Budweiser.
What that does is it is a much lower annual license fee, and it removed the requirement that other licensees like brewpubs have of serving food and having a kitchen on site.
Do you have an IPA?
Yeah, we have a red IPA, and then we also have a double IPA. So this is the red IPA.
There are eight taps, a smooth wooden bar, and two mismatched tables when you walk into Throwback Brewery. Behind that, hoses line a passage on the floor between boiling chrome tanks, an applewood smoker from Home Depot, and shelves piled high with burlap bags of grain.
We'll procure grains from New England. Oh, water.
Sorry. Did I get you?
Nicole Carrier trips on a hose, and spraying cold water flies out of a 5-foot-tall chrome tank.
Came out the side.
Carrier and Lee are really into the local food movement and use only ingredients sourced within 200 miles of the brewery. And although their business is growing, the women say they will never manufacture more beer than their local community has an appetite for. So far, the business model has worked for them. But it's this intentionally small scale, Tom Brock says, that is both the secret to their success and could be their biggest enemy.
Everyone wants the newest, most rare experience they can get in brewing.
Brock is a longtime beverage buyer for an upscale national grocery chain called the Meat House. He stocks a lot of craft beer and sells Throwback beers at his New Hampshire stores. They go for about $7 a pint. Brock says experimental beers, like super sour beers, are all the rage right now.
And smaller breweries have the ability to experiment.
But he says small batch breweries are hard on retailers like him.
They run out of products.
Brock says because their manufacturing capacity is so small, and since it's frequently the brewer him or herself who drives the product to retailers, nano breweries often can't keep up with demand. And he says the craft beer market is competitive, so customers who can't find what they're looking for quickly find something else they like. In the meantime, New Hampshire lawmakers are introducing at least one new nano brewery bill this session. This bill will attempt to lift more prohibition-era liquor laws that make it hard for small beverage manufacturers to get off the ground. But last time around, nano breweries found an unlikely opponent in the State House, lobbyists for big beverage manufacturers like Anheuser-Busch. One question that remains as brewers and lawmakers gear up for session is just what role these lobbyists might play this time. For State Impact New Hampshire and NHPR, I'm Emily Corwin.